Welcome to this edition of the Double Take Broadcast, hosted by Randy and Donnie Vaughn, the marketing twins at 1429 Creative. This is the third of a three-part interview that I had with Joel Keeley of Barra Church in Trophy Club, Texas, right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth and Denton metropolitan area. And parts one and two, we've heard some good insights from a church planner, and I appreciate Joel's candor as he shared his experiences, both challenging and rewarding, of moving from the role of a minister in an established church to the very different world of a church planter. Now, you can get more ideas from Donnie and I at our website, 1429creative.com. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. And as we begin our interview with Joel Keeley, I invite you to connect with Joel through Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, on their website at barrachurch.com. As we begin this final installment, Joel and I are discussing the idea of communication, notably having a missionary's heart like Jesus. Let's hear what Joel sees as his unique gift in relating to people and showing them Christ.
You know, in reality, I think the one thing that you know, I feel at least fairly confident in or comfortable or that God's gifted me in is relating to people, especially in church. And it really is so simple because when God became real to me was on a mission trip. And when I thought about it, I thought, wait a minute. Bottom line, I just learned from missionaries. That's it. When you guys went to Africa, you didn't roll in thinking you were better. You didn't roll in saying, we're going to change them. You didn't get there and make them learn English or follow your customs. You adapted. And in reality, I couldn't follow a missionary. We really do learn a lot from missionaries. But nobody's better than Jesus. And that guy, you know, defined incarnational. So the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so for us, for Kim and I, we've been very, very intentional. Like when I moved to Trophy Club, never heard of Trophy Club, didn't know where it was. And I golf like once a year. I was just horrible. But Trophy Club's got two golf courses. The only one that Ben Hogan's ever built. It's got a lot of young families, 35 and younger, and it's got a lot of retired folks, 65 and older. And so the country club's got 1,000 members. The town's only got 8,000 people. So an eighth of the town, well, probably people from outside of Trophy Club are members, but the reality is it's still a meeting place, connecting point. So, you know, I went up and found a way to beg my way, you know, and it's a big financial decision. And, you know, I've golfed three times since Christmas. I'm still not I wouldn't call myself an avid golfer, but I got the golf shirts at Walmart, and I, you know, went from a 130 to a stinking 90, or, you know, so I'm trying to kind of enmesh myself. Kim, you know, her first plan was for her to not work, and that was kind of the plan. Well, then she just kept getting asked all these ladies' Bible studies, and she was like, I'm going to keep going to ladies' Bible studies with church people. And so we said, well, why don't we get a job with, you know, in the culture. And so she got a job at Starbucks, which in Trophy Club is another huge meeting point. And so, you know, when we had Easter a year or so ago, we did some research on little things people filled out and had to hear about the Easter extravaganza, and it was the newspaper ad or the marquee billboard thing or the website or, you know, the flyers or whatever. And there was a box for other. More people filled out other and wrote from Kim at Starbucks than any of the other methods of marketing combined. And so, you know, as good or as comfortable as I am at reaching out to people, you know, Kim is off the charts compared to me just because, you know, we're intentional about it. We think like missionaries. We try to dress like the people we're around. We try to spend time with them. You know, we know our neighbors. We know, you know, the names of the people that wait on us and take care of us at restaurants or cut our hair or, you know, wherever we're at, we're trying to build relationship. You know, Kim prays, God, make us a bridge that Jesus can walk over into the hearts of our friends. And so, you know, it's fairly simple. If I was in North Dakota or Minnesota, you know, or somewhere else, I would So many things would change. That my where I would hang out would change. You know, I was looking at some pictures, some kids from my YouTube and Tomball put pictures up on Facebook, which I was so grateful for because I looked so pimp in the early 90s. It looked like 90210 guy. But anyway, but one of the kids commented, look at the evolution of Joel's clothes from, you know, Beverly Hills 90210 to, you know, Luke Perry in 8 seconds. Well, it's weird he pointed that out, but I remember going, I'm not in California. I'm not doing ministry there anymore. I'm in Tomball, Texas, and my kids ride bulls. So I've got myself some cowboy boots, and I got some Wranglers. I don't think that's being a chameleon or being wishy-washy or cheesy. I think it's just adapting to the culture that God puts you in for the purpose of trying to communicate. You know, if I had a Korean Bible, Randy, and I gave it to you, it would be the truth. It would be the Word of God. It would be powerful and active and living, but it wouldn't do you any good because you can't speak Korean unless you can, and then the analogy just falls apart. But the point is, if it's not in your language, what good does it do? And so we try to adapt and speak the language. You know, I would just tell people, if you're in an established church and you're trying to connect with culture and you're planting a church or you're a missionary, look for commonality. Every one of those people has issues with fear of death. Every one of those people doesn't want to be alone. You know, the first human crisis in Scripture, God saw that man was alone and said, that's not the end. So everybody, I don't care what tribe, what language, what your golf score is, what your food preference is, it doesn't matter. You don't want to be alone. There's a deep fear in us that we're alone. And so just the ministry of presence, the ministry of knowing someone's name.
So let's close this out. Joel, I know you well, and I want other people to hear about you. I want them to hear kind of that heart of you and Kim. One thing that you would say that people, Christians and non-Christians alike, that one thing that you wish that they understood better about God, something God just doesn't get enough recognition for, what's that one aspect of God that you wish more people understood?
Okay, you ready for it? Be my shortest answer. God is smarter than we are. God is smarter than we are. Man, when my kids disobeyed, I had this masterful parent tactic. I'd get down on my hands and knees and I'd look at them and I'd say, aren't you listening to mommy and daddy? Do you think you're smarter than God? Because God gave us to raise you. So maybe you think you're smarter than God. And, you know, kids intrinsically get they're not because they've been singing the song, my God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. But for whatever reason, we think that the guy that designs the complex human eye and the heart to beat without us thinking about it and the cosmos yet even discovered, somehow we think we can manage our money and our day and our pride and our life. You know, we think that, yeah, I know what you say about forgiveness, God, but let me tell you what my personal view is. Or I know what you say about, you know, eating and weight and health. Or I know what you say about money and cheerful giving and not trusting and money. And I know what you say about, you know, purity and pornography and holiness. I know what you say about that. And just go through the line, and yet we still rebel like, you know, sweet little Eve and dumb little app. We still rebel against the creator of the universe. And so I think Christians don't give God enough credit for being massive, holy, and big and smart. And I think, you know, non-Christians definitely, because they haven't submitted their life to the lordship of Jesus, think that somehow they can live life apart from God. And they have to think that life is better without him, or else they would, you know, be really dumb to not choose him. And so, but we point the fingers at the younger brother out there in the mud. But sometimes we miss the Father's heart and his goodness and his brilliance sitting out there slaving in the field. So to the younger son in the mud, come home. Life with that is better than life without him. And to the older brothers of us out there in the field, with our little judgmental attitudes and our clipboards and, you know, talking about faith like it's slaving away. Get to the party. Yeah, the music and dancing's there. It's going to be okay. And just enjoy the presence of the Father. He doesn't want just belief. He wants your relationship. And he's good. And he's loving. And he's way smarter than us.
Well, that's a great word to end on, Joel. I know that. Give us a plug on more about you guys online. Where are you guys at? Where can somebody find more information about Barra Church?
You can go to barrachurch.com. It's a work in progress. We tried to go with the anti-WordPress blog. It's very different, kind of weird. But it's still a work in progress. But it's got some information. There's a Facebook group you can join, LinkedIn, Twitter, MySpace. I don't know.
What are you on Twitter?
Barra Church, I think.
Okay. Great.
Barra Church. I don't think I've done my Facebook ID now that you mentioned it. They have that new ID thing kind of course. But anyway, if you go to barrachurch.com and then go, there's a social media page, and you can get to all of them through that.
Okay.
That's one portal. And,
it's been an enjoyable time for us to have a conversation just like we've done in the past, but I'm excited about having this opportunity available to other people. But those of you who are listening to this, who maybe know Joel, but wanted to know more about what's going on with Barra Church, and maybe some of you who don't know Joel, but you're intrigued and you've got that Holy Spirit intrigue in your heart that's stirring you maybe towards church planning. I know Joel has shared some things today that have been helpful to you. And most of all, I think the word that we remember the most is just to remember that God is looking to, borrow a new heart in all of us, a transformation, and that has got to happen because God is leading it, not on our own. So, Joel, I thank you for your time, and
you
look forward to more conversation in the future.
You bet. Bless you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of our Double Take broadcast. This has been the third of a three-part interview with Joel Keeley. And I know that interviews with church leaders like Joel present us opportunities to be encouraged, inspired, to connect with what God is doing in the hearts of other ministers in the community of Christ. I pray that you've been encouraged. Maybe some of you are on the verge of wanting to do church planning, but following Joel and Kim's example, now that you understand how important it is to put your complete dependence on God, and as Joel said, the most challenging part and the most rewarding part as well has been living closer to God and putting his full dependence on him. And I encourage you to do the same thing as well. Connect with Joel and follow the movement of God at Barra Church. Go to barrachurch.com. Connect with him on Facebook and Twitter and all the other social media. Please continue to follow what God is doing there. As well, you can follow Donnie and I on Facebook and Twitter at our website, 1429creative.com. We understand that while the message of Christ and the compassion of God is what you're passionate about, but sometimes in ministry it's the communication and marketing strategies that present hurdles, frustrations, and challenges in proclaiming your passion to the community and to the world. We encourage you to follow us at our website, 1429creative.com, and through this ministry podcast as we seek to help you advance the mission of God and to go out and do greater things.